Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Trace Lawrence. How you doing?
Oh, I never recognize that voice anywhere. T-Law in the house. What's up?
Don't know it. What y'all doing this morning?
Oh, man. I was waiting on you, man. Seriously. How are you?
I'm good. Cool.
Yeah? How's your summer been?
It's been awesome. We've been really busy, man. The roads have been rocking. It's been a little bit warm everywhere we've been, but other than that, it's been really good.
Fantastic.
But it's nice where you guys are out there, though.
It's not bad, man. I mean, you know, we've had a pretty mild summer comparing, you know, last year. It took a while to kind of take off, but I'm fine with that. And we always get some really cool thunderstorms and stuff out here, and I kind of like it mild. When it gets up into the 90s, it's just miserable.
Yeah, tell me about it, especially when you have afternoon shows and the sun's right in your face. Oh. You come off and you look like you've ran through a swimming pool. It's all good, though, man. We're working. We're getting paid. It's all good.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, we always talk to each other every couple of years, whether I run into you in Nashville at Country Radio Seminar or you call in because you got some project going or a new album to come out or whatever. And it's always so good to talk to you. And it's funny because we did a garage sale over the weekend, and I was going through old boxes, and I came across some old photos, you know, when we used to actually, you know, get photos printed out.
Have hair?
Oh, you had hair, my friend. You had, like, the killer power mullet at the time, and you must have weighed about $120 then, and you were wearing a sweet Ren and Stimpy shirt. I had my arm around you, like, practically bear-hugging you with my brush popper on, trying to be Garth Brooks.
Yes. Yeah, those were good times, weren't they?
Yeah! Oh, we've got some memories, man. I'm going to say it. You're a legend, Tracy Lawrence. Are you ready to be a legend?
I don't know. I don't know how that happened, man. No, you know, it's all gone by so fast. I've got all that stuff is great. I got a daughter. My oldest daughter's getting ready to go to college. It's like, man, it's just the world's just moving faster and faster. I'm just trying to hold on at this point.
Well, you must have that kung fu grip, my friend, because you're doing a great job. We are talking to my buddy and country music legend Tracy Lawrence about his new album, his new single, and his new book. More with Tracy Lawrence and how it all started coming up next on the All-American 8 o'clock hour, only on The Hawk. It's Don Jarrett and the Early Bird Show, the All-American 8 o'clock hour, and fitting that Tracy Lawrence would call in this morning to talk about his new album and new single called Made in America. And we were talking about some of the memories. And let's go back to the beginning when you barely made it to Nashville. You rolled into Music City on, three out of four cylinders in an old Toyota Corolla. Do you still have that car?
It is parked over in the pasture on a section of my property, and some vandals came in, and the kids have come in and busted all the windows out of it.
Oh, man.
So it's beyond repair.
Dude, that is a piece of country music history right there. And we have kind of the Corolla thing in common. I'm still rolling in an 05 that's got 245,000 miles on it. So, hey, horns up for the Corolla. Yeah.
The Corollas run forever, man.
They were
tough.
We should start like the Corolla Country Club or something like that, Tracy. We can paint them camo and put light bars on them and stuff. It'd be great. You need to write like a tell-all book.
We've met with some publishers and different things, but I got to wait for a few more people to pass to the other side first, because the names have to be changed to protect the innocent.
I got you. But you can talk about that one night in that alley in Nashville, right, where you took a bullet, right?
I did, man. I got hit four times. I was defending a young lady that I was with, and I kind of fought some guys off, and it was kind of scary, man. I thought that was going to be it, but, you know, we live through it, man.
Man.
You have bruises and scars and everything else. You live to tell a story.
Yeah. 18 number ones, 13 million albums. You got a new album coming out. The new song, Made in America, brother. I know that you're a proud American, a patriot, a red, white, and blue neck like me. Tell me about this song and how it came to be.
You know, it was one of the last pieces that we put together on the record. I had another working title in mind, a different direction for the packaging and everything. And I got with my buddies, one of my last writes that I had scheduled as we were wrapping up the project. And I said, I've got this idea. I've never done an Americana song. I had the song title, Made in America. I said, I want it to be mid-tempo. It needs to be kind of a a big anthem. It needs to have, just a great melody to it. We read the thing in about 2 hours. It just literally happened. And I can tell you, when we got in the studio and we tracked the thing, I knew that it was going to be the centerpiece of the record. And I'm really proud of we're opening the show with it right now. People are singing it. By the time you get to the first chorus, everybody's right in the groove with it. It's really connected with people.
Hey, Red, White, and Blue never goes out of style, my friend.
That's it, man. Absolutely.
And here it is, the title track from the new album that drops on the 16th of August, Tracy Lawrence and Made in America. More with Tracy coming up. It's the All-American 8 o'clock hour on The Hawk. Tracy Lawrence, Made in America on the All-American 8 o'clock hour, 105.5 and 105.9. The Hawk. Tracy Lawrence is my special guest this hour. We're talking about that song, which is the title track from the new album, which comes out on August 16th. There's also a new coffee table book that you've put out. I don't know if people got coffee tables anymore, but it sounds like a good book. Let's talk about it.
The book, man, I've kept tubs of pictures and stuff over the years. I mean, stuff me and Tim and Kenny running around together, wrote photos, just memorabilia, stuff from merchandise, different t-shirts and banners and stuff. We put a book together for the last album, Good Old Days, which was the duet project that we've been working for the last 2 years. A coffee table book came with it. We're selling them out on the road, man. It's a hardback. It's really nice. It actually comes with a CD and everything in it, so it's full album packaging, man. But it all the way back to some childhood photos of me, stuff that I've kept all these years. It's really cool.
Wow. Back in the Arkansas days, huh?
Back in the Arkansas. Actually, all the way back to Texas when I was little bitty.
Wow. Very cool, man. Very cool. With all things going on, man, I mean, there's a lot of guys that, and gals for that matter, that were big 90s country superstars, and then they just kind of faded away, and we never heard from them again. What has kept you in the biz, in the mix? Is it just the desire to do it, or the willingness to kind of know, hey, I had my superstar time, and now this is just a different season for me?
A lot of both. I'm in a happy place with where I'm at. I'm enjoying, my fan base is tremendous. I've got a huge following that comes to shows. We pretty much sell out everywhere we go. I'm blessed to work as much as I work through the year. And I like kind of being on this other side of the grind of trying to work current stuff. I don't do as much of that anymore. Yeah. I'm kind of enjoying the stage of life that I'm at. I got to this place a little bit quicker than a lot of my peers because my career took off so young. So a lot of the guys are, 7 to 10 years older than me that had the same kind of run that I did back in the 90s. So, I'm still enjoying it out on the road. I've got a lot of young players with me. We're really doing a rocking set. We're just having a good time with it still.
Yeah, man. I look back at the catalog of hits that you've had over the years. And, country music, I believe, is ultimately, it's just a good American storytelling. And it changes. There's different vibes. There's different flavors. As Aaron Watson said, it's, no one wants to eat vanilla ice cream all the time. There's different flavors of country music. Who do you like, some of the new artists that are in that grind that you were doing in the 90s? Who stands out for you?
Man, obviously Luke Combs, man. I met Luke before his career really took off. That kid has had a phenomenal couple of years. He's just killing it out there.
Yeah.
I love Justin Moore. He and I are talking about doing some stuff coming up. We both grew up kind of in the same area. So we become good friends. I love Chris Young stuff. There's just some really great young artists out there. It's really it's good to know that the future of country music is pretty strong. I think there's a lot of young artists that are wanting to bring that 90s sound back. Like
yes.
Adam Sanderson, I wrote Made in America with. Adam is really trying to cut more things that are reminiscent to the 90s and bring some of that sound back. And I think there's a lot of young kids that are getting deals right now that were heavily influenced by that music that want to see it come back, that, sonically and lyric-wise, that are melodic, that have great hook lines to them. I think some of that stuff is going to come back in the next few years.
Well, after that performance he put on Saturday in Tooele, Utah, Country Fan Fest, I would have to say you are correct, sir. And you know what? It's always a pleasure talking to you, talking about the old times, talking about the new times and the future. Tracy Lawrence, you are a Renaissance man of a different caliber, and we certainly appreciate you, all the music you've put out over the years, the new music you continue to put out. Looking forward to Made in America dropping on August 16th. Good luck with that, my friend, and we'll talk to you very soon. All the best to you and your family. God bless you, Tracy Lawrence.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate you. Always enjoy visiting with you, brother. Take care of yourself.